Since 2007, jobs have been in the headlines just about every day. This week, the president was pushing his Jobs Act in Pennsylvania. And of course, we're expecting those unemployment employment numbers for November later this morning. The overall unemployment rate is stuck at 9%. But it's much worse for some of the micro groups that make up that macro number. African Americans, for example, Latinos, and young people. The lost generation, 16 to 24-year-olds who are coming of age during the worst recession our country's seen in half a century. From 2007 to 2010, the number of young people working fell from 20.2 million to 16.9 million. That means that at this point, only about 45% of that age group is employed. But those numbers are from 2010. And we've been hearing a lot from those of you who are among the millions looking for a job, and we want to hear from you more. So give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE, especially if you're between the ages of 16 to 24, and tell us what your job prospects are. But crunching the numbers with us now is Mike Munger, political science and economics professor at Duke University in Raleigh, North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning.
So one of the reasons we're talking about this morning is that the Bureau of Labor Statistics just put out this brand new figure that 650,000 workers in this demographic, this young demographic, found jobs just over the past 3 months. How significant is that?
Well, I can say from the great height of my authority as an economist that I don't know either. Most of the increase, if you break it down, happened in October and early November. The seasonal adjustment
preparing
that they've done.
Preparing for Black Friday, maybe?
Well, the seasonal adjustment that they've done, we're not very sure about yet. It might very well be good news. We're all looking for good news. On the other hand, 400,000 people, a larger number than recently, declared for new unemployment benefits. So you put those two numbers together, and people are just scratching their heads.
All right. I wanted you to take a listen to this comment from one of our listeners. This is Pavel Kunsens. He lives in California, served in the Army in Iraq, and his contract with the Army ran out in 2008.
I was ready to take any work possible, every imaginable shift. However, my expertise and my training made me either overqualified or there were no jobs available. It was the janitor position, and there were 60-odd people who were taking the exam. And there was only one slot, only one position. I do not possess the proper janitorial skills, so I did not pass the skills examination that followed.
This is kind of what we've been used to hearing, actually, from young people in this demographic, right, for 4 years?
Oh, absolutely. Now, in a way, we're spoiled. Between 1983 and 2007 was the best period in a very long time for young people coming out of college. Before 1983, it was more common. The difficulty that people are having now is you have to have experience. But if you can't get your first job, you don't have experience, you can't say that I have these skills, it's very difficult for them to break in.
Well, okay, I want to give you another spin from one of our listeners. This is Tony in Rhode Island calling us.
Tony from Rhode Island. I'm not sure that the people applying for unemployment benefits, lowering or raising, is a good indicator. So many people are unemployed for so long, they don't qualify for benefits anymore, and they don't have a job. So they're just going without.
All right, we're speaking with Mike Munger, political science and economics professor at Duke University in Raleigh, North Carolina. This is kind of the problem with all of our unemployment statistics, isn't it?
Absolutely, particularly month to month. The interesting thing about this one is the one that we're talking about, the increase in 16 to 24-year-olds, because most of that increase is October, November. Most of the increase is in the 20 to 24 demographic. If things were getting better, that's what you would see. So I can say that. If things were getting better, this is the first thing you would see.
You know, I got to ask you, Mike, because, I mean, in all my career as a journalist, since the recession, I've never spoken to so many economists.
And that's terrible for you. I'm sorry.
There's one thing that I have noticed, which is that every time we get a bad indicator, we have these conversations with economists about, oh, my gosh, is this a double dip? Is this a sign that we're going straight back into recession? Look, the recovery is stumbling, right? I mean, this is what I hear all the time. Every time the unemployment figure goes up or anything like that. But every time there's any kind of good indicator, we don't seem to do the opposite. We don't seem to suddenly say, hey, look, everything's bright and sunny and we're coming out.
We're not by nature jovial people.
I've noticed. That's your whole explanation? The economists are a miserable lot?
The fact is that most of the time, the short-run numbers don't overcome the overall pessimistic picture. So if you hear a pessimistic number over the last 4 years, That means that that's consistent with the overall picture. If you hear one good number, you say, look, we got to wait and see. We got to hear other ones. And month after month, the good numbers tend to have been just mirages.
All right. Well, let's go a little further into this 650,000 young people who found jobs in the past 3 months then. I mean, just in and of itself, you know, if we were not talking about the overall recession, let's like kind of block out all the past and the future, right? And just talk about that number. How significant is that? I mean, is that a large number of people in that demographic to be employed in a 3 month period of time?
It's a very large number of people to have found jobs. The net number isn't that large because quite a few people lost their jobs. But what it might very well mean is that businesses are not just hiring temporary people, they're actually hiring new people that they're hoping to train and to keep. So looking at that number by itself, that's actually pretty significant. The number is large, and the demographic is important because these are people who are finding jobs for the first time.
We're speaking with Mike Munger, who is the political science and economics professor at Duke University. So let me ask you, Mike, at this point, what do we have any kind of idea what these jobs are? Do we know if they're temporary? Do we know if they're waitressing jobs? Do we know if they're secretarial? Or are these actual career path sort of positions?
No, we don't. In fact, for a lot of people, it's almost certainly, if you asked them, they would say, this is not in my career. This is not what I have trained for. But I have a job now.
So we don't, I mean, are you also going to tell me we don't know if that's good or bad? Getting
it's
a
good.
Job at all?
The list, it's good.
Okay.
It's good that they've found some kind of job. And, you know, who knows what your career is going to be. If you find it and you start to move up, at least you have a shot.
Well, yeah, I worked for a glass company and worked my way through college waiting tables. So, You know, your first jobs are very rarely the job you're going to end up with, right?
And just having the experience means you have something to work with, something to go forward with.
And a reference.
Yes, and so this is unambiguously good. I've been happy.
Wow. My God. An economics professor said it's good and he's happy. I'm gonna go into the weekend with that. Mike Munger, political science and economics professor at Duke University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.